Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. So today, kind of thinking about an interesting problem on the internet. First of all, there is so much disinformation on the internet. It's almost impossible to deal with the amount of disinformation. It's just so prevalent, so there, so bad, that you got to just take a look at what's out there and what you are doing, where you are as a person, but also ultimately, you know, kind of what do you need, right? What do you want from the information you're seeking? Because that information is just so difficult and hard to find sometimes that the reality is you give up. So recently I was having a conversation with a person in a group that I'm a member of or have been a member of for a number of years, and the person did not like the conversation. And interestingly enough, I gave them a fact about the coronavirus. It's a simple fact. It's one that's been out and about for the last 2 years running. It's a well-known fact. It's a well-validated fact. And it simply is that when there are large groups of unvaccinated people and the virus bounces back and forth, it mutates. Originally from Dr. Fauci and then later from other professionals in the field of immunology, viruses mutate when they have large numbers of unprotected hosts. It's the way viruses work. If you think about the ultimate virus that gets all of us every year, which is the common cold, all of us get the common cold. And the funny thing is, you can literally get the common cold twice in the same common cold season. You can get it very early on, sadly, and then it mutates. By the time it comes back to you, it's not the same virus. The antibodies that your body has built don't work against the virus, and you get sick again. The same is true, by the way, if you look at vaccinated people at a very low level, obviously, but they're getting sick. Now, they're not getting as sick with COVID as they would have had they not had the vaccine. So, you know, literally, I'm having this discussion with the person. And, you know, look, I've had run-ins with this person in the past. They're not particularly the most open-minded person. I knew better than to engage, but they engaged and I attempted. So I gave them information and they immediately demanded a source and then got mad at me when I laughed and said, really? Because ultimately, you know, it's this problem that people have where, you know, my information is always right and your information is always wrong. That's really not a good model or modality to approach the world with. The first thing is, look, all of us have information in our heads that's wrong. And, you know, we learned it 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago, and it's not right today. It changes, right? My favorite example of that is the dinosaur brontosaurus. I don't care what scientists say. I believe in brontosauruses. While I know that they are no longer believed to be a legitimate dinosaur, I love the concept of a brontosaurus. Therefore, I'm going to keep that treasured childhood memory of mine. That really isn't true, but I don't care because I love the name brontosaurus. Megalodon, the large shark, right, kind of scares the crap out of me, so I don't particularly care if they decide to change that. Pluto being or not being a planet, don't really care. No personal impact, drive for me as a person, right? But the reality is, you know, we all have information that we believe to be true that isn't. And so that's when someone presents a fact and you say prove it and they prove it, by default, you know, you've lost that argument. Because there are other people that are experts in fields, and we as human beings have to defer to people that have studied the problem we're arguing about. This person doesn't do that. And honestly, I've run into them before and then they've done it, and I'm not going to post in that group anymore. It doesn't do me any good, and I don't need the stress or the wasted time. But it did give me that feeling of, gosh and golly gee, you know, I should have been prepared. I should have been ready for it. But it also makes me sad because there's so much disinformation out and about. And frankly, more than 600,000 people in the U.S. have died from COVID. And the reality is that the current Delta variant explosion in the U.S. is happening, sadly, because it took hold in areas where there were low vaccination rates. And there are many things that we can do, but right now, this is not the time to blame. This is the time to roll up our sleeves, literally, get a vaccine if we haven't gotten one, or figure out a way to solve the problem of this virus spreading before we have, you know, Epsilon variant that is not only more deadly, but more spreadable, and also will take people out that have vaccines. So anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a great day.